The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Good afternoon, Blake's Book Club. Fellow Nerd Clan members, thank you so much for listening in today and joining me for this chapter 18 of Midnight Sun, Mind Over Matter. An interesting chapter. Today we are back in the car driving home from work. It is 2:30 in the afternoon. Long day, long number of days. For those of you who listen to the Potterverse, you guys will know that I fell asleep with my daughter resting on my stomach at like 7:15 last night. So we didn't get a chance to have our episode for the Potterverse, and it was, you know, it's just been a crazy number of days. I think, oddly enough, the kids going back to school, you know, as fortunate as we are to have them be able to go to school, it's just tiring, oddly enough. I don't know how to describe it. It's weird. It's a very weird thing. It just feels like the days are fuller, and the kids are more tired, of course, when they come home, so it takes a lot of emotional equity to run through it. Or run through the day with them and get them to bed and do the whole thing. So I was cooked last night for some reason. And, man, what a mess. Anyway, chapter 18, Midnight Sun, Mind Over Matter. And this chapter, again, is a good little chapter. Finally, we're getting something here between the two of the of Edward and Bella. And some good interaction. Another long chapter, not as quite long as the previous one, but again, since we're in the emotional fulcrum of the story here, as we talked about last chapter, you know, this is it. This is when everything transforms, and the transformations continue in this chapter. So the emphasis on this chapter, on the relationship between Edward and Bella and the evolution thereof is important. I don't think it is by coincidence that Edward and Bella end up, you know, in Bella's house, and Bella trying her best to stay awake while Edward is telling her, no, go to bed. And I don't think that's coincidence because, again, we're talking about transformation. As much as Edward is becoming more human and things are awakening in him, Bella is finding herself, I think, being tempted by what it's like to be immortal. And a small gesture of not wanting to go to bed is indicative of that, because as you know, Edward can't sleep, and because Bella wants to be within in his presence, how can I sleep before you know, while you're here, at least knowingly that you're here, you know, it's a gesture towards her wanting to be with him for eternity, a gesture towards maybe even, again, like I said, transforming into some hybrid of immortal and mortal, as if she's only capable of loving Edward fully the way that she wants to if she is in fact immortal. And again, I think it's also not a coincidence that she is so concerned about Rosalie and how Edward was originally meant for Rosalie. And she's like, how can I compete against the world's most beautiful woman? Like, how is that even possible? What are you talking about? So I think that, there's an underlying emotion there that Bella just sees herself as the only way to love fully the way that she intends is to be immortal. And also, and it's in contrast to what Edward feels like, I think, because he simply just wants to be mortal. And I think that's why this relationship works so well, because they are supposed to be the opposite. You know, they are supposed to be really at odds with each other. Edward being the confident, immortal vampire who is, you know, incredibly good looking, is strong, can read minds, you know, and is a predator. And Bella is simply just a fragile human girl who is an introvert, doesn't want to stand out in the crowd, is not graceful, is a woman, obviously, like, as a in contrast to Edward being a male. And there's a whole sense of it. Like, you know, she, Bella wants to be in the sun. She wants to be in Phoenix, and she hates the fact that everything is green. Edward loves being and needs to be in Forks because everything is green, and there's no sun, and they should be at odds with each other.